Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. Listen to this. I love this. It says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Isn't that beautiful? I love that. That's Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. Welcome to the final day of summer 2019. It is Joey Kroll on the September 22nd. Tomorrow, if my calendar is correct, it's telling me tomorrow's the first day of fall. How about that? Friend, I hope you are having a great weekend. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's really a program that's been on the air for several years now. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Right now, as we start off this half hour, here's Wren Collective and 10,000 Reasons right here on Sunday Worship.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh,
That's Rend Collective and 10,000 Reasons. Fred, I pray that you are blessed this week and hope you're having just some great family time this weekend. Well, there was a story a couple of decades ago in April of 1988. The Evening News reported on a photographer who was a skydiver. He had jumped from a plane along with numerous other skydivers and filmed the group as they fell and opened their parachutes. And the announcer reported that the cameraman had fallen to his own death, having jumped out of the airplane without his parachute. And it wasn't until he reached for the absent ripcord that he realized he was free-falling without a parachute. But nothing could save him, for his faith was in a parachute that never buckled. Friend, faith in anything but an all-sufficient God can be just as tragic spiritually. Friend, only with faith in Christ are we secure to face eternity.
Just to breathe something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within through the way things are. You deserve
to Sunday worship.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and with thanksgiving, I'll be a
You know, the story has been told of 18-year-old Hudson Taylor, who wandered off into his father's library and read a gospel tract, and he just couldn't shake off its message. And finally, falling to his knees, he received Christ as his Savior. And later, his mother, who had been away, returned home. And when Hudson told her the good news, she says, "I already know. 10 days ago, that very date on which you tell me you read that tract, I spent the entire afternoon in prayer for you until the Lord assured me that my wayward son had been brought into the fold." But isn't that a beautiful story? True story. Friend, let us not forget to pray for our unsaved loved ones.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and the glory forever, amen. Give us, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, Lord, forgive us of our debts. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and the glory.
Worshiping the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you're listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Psalm 107 speaks of the redeemed, you and me, dear friend, the redeemed. And in 107 verses 8 and 9 says, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Watch this, for he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Friend, it is only in Christ can we find the satisfactions, the deep satisfactions that our soul and heart desperately, desperately needs.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Turn
with the key.
acoustic version of Amazing Grace. Doesn't that sound incredible? I love that. Fred, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And coming up tonight, I'll be speaking at the Oak Grove Separate Baptist Church in Oakland, Illinois, tonight at 6 p.m. Hope you can make it. Love to meet you as well. That's tonight at Oak Grove Separate Baptist Church in Oakland, tonight at 6 p.m. Hope to see you there. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.